W1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. WNBA star Brittany Griner calling for the release of Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich, who was arrested in Russia on Thursday, accused of spying. Griner, who spent 9 months detained in Russia last year, said in a statement, "We must do everything in our power to bring him and all Americans home." The Wall Street Journal and White House calling Russia's charges ridiculous. The death toll from storms that blanketed the central U.S. on Friday and Saturday has reached 24 people. Four of those deaths were in hard-hit Wynn, Arkansas, where a tornado tore through. Adrian Forrester survived, saying it happened so quickly.
I don't even remember hearing the wind blow. I just heard a boom, and I just thought something hit the house. And we walked out in the bathroom, and there was a tree in the house.
Cleanup and recovery underway in multiple states. Authorities in Oklahoma City say a shooting at a bar Saturday left three people dead and three injured. No suspects in custody. UConn and San Diego State set to square off Monday for the NCAA title. This is ABC News. A court battle underway between Planned Parenthood and Missouri's Attorney General over his investigation of gender-affirming care for transgender youth in St. Louis.
Missouri Attorney General Andrew Bailey is demanding records from Planned Parenthood regarding treatments given transgender youth. Treatments Planned Parenthood does not provide. They're provided at an unrelated clinic over at St. Louis Children's Hospital. Planned Parenthood claims Bailey is on a fishing expedition. Bailey says a whistleblower claimed patients at the clinic were not told about potential side effects of puberty blockers, but Planned Parenthood says Bailey has no authority over the agency anyway. The lawsuit comes amid a national effort by states to restrict transgender health care. Kent Martin, ABC News, St. Louis.
Norwegian authorities say they're going to evacuate an area in the northern part of the country where avalanches and landslides have killed four people. The four died in three separate avalanches in the area on Friday. Landslides have also dragged a house and a barn into the sea and cut several roads. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1. On Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
The spring election is Tuesday, April 4th. It's being called one of the most important in the country, with candidates for one state Supreme Court seat on the ballot.
Vote, then tune to your local Civic Media radio station for coverage you won't find anywhere else.
It kicks off at 7 p.m. with a special As Goes Wisconsin.
Then at 8, News Director Terry Bell has results with reporters checking in from around the state.
Election coverage live Tuesday, April 4th, starting at 7 on your local Civic Media radio station, streaming on the Civic Media app.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripescast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. okay? The pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Direct from the Dairy State, it's Sharp Cheddar Weekends, a three-hour block of Wisconsin-produced radio, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., featuring Raised in Wisco with Joe Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. You can enjoy it by the slice or enjoy the whole darn thing. Sharp Cheddar Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media station or on the app. You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown.
Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
So I have friends that build very good guitars, including the one I have tonight.
And tell us about the guitar that you're going to play for
this,
us tonight.
This is built by my friend in Destin, Florida, Rob Roble, who's been building probably about 5 or 6 years now, and he's a master craftsman. This is a TAA cigar box, an 18, what is that? An 18th, yeah, 481 TAA cigar box guitar. Our cigar box that he made into a guitar, so it's like a full.
So it was electric. Like a real cigar box. Yeah, there were once box. Real yep. cigars real in cigars that box. In
yep, yeah. So, and the best thing about a cigar box guitar is there's no rules. I mean, it's wonderful. You can tune it any way you want. You can play it any way you want. I started out with classical guitar, and that's all about rules.
Yeah.
Medicine's all about rules. And this was just a perfect fit for just the opposite of what you are doing most of your life.
So it set you free.
It set me free.
Nice. Well, let's get to some live music with Too Sick Charlie in the Devil's Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The first song you have for us tonight, it's called All Messed Up and Down.
Yeah.
Tell us why you chose this song.
This is my opener. I always like to play the song first. I first heard it from an English group called The Discoveries. It was pretty much a rockabilly tune, and I decided to kind of give it a little more blues feel, kind of a John Lee Hooker feel, and rearrange the song. A bunch too. It just kind of fit my liking. So it's, you know, it's basically, as you say on American Bandstand, you know, it's got a good beat, easy to dance to. It's a 10.
All right. Too Sick Charlie right here in the Devil's Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group.
That's the three strings. It's tuned GDG, open chord.
Pack my bags and leave this town, 'cause I'm all messed up. There he is, Too Sick Charlie on Max Inc. Radio.
Wow, that's pretty cool. You know, I have to take a moment. We were talking about your guitar, but the last time we had you on the Devil's Lair, you were sitting on a suitcase with a bass drum pedal that was tapping the suitcase, and you had some funny. Now you're using these really high tech drum pedals,
right?
Tell us about the evolution of the drummer.
Yeah.
Give the drummer some.
Give the drummer some. You got to love it. Got to love it. Yeah, I mean, even my drummer shows up for time for practice. I love it. You know?
Never late.
Never late. Yeah, I started out with a suitcase guitar. I mean, it had a great vibe, great sound, but quite frankly, over time, being on uneven surfaces and stages, I almost did some face plants while performing, so I started to have to rethink things. And secondly, playing at heel, with your heels instead of like a drummer would normally, play their toes.
Because you were playing the bass pedal backwards, right?
Playing it backwards.
Against the suitcase you were sitting on.
Yeah, which really limited what you could do as a drummer. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to kind of take my drumming, if I may, to another level with, different double beats, syncopated beats. And you can do that sitting forward. If you get your body to do it.
yeah. And so you got a drum thrown, too.
You got a drum thrown, man. I'm really coming up in the world.
Nice. Too Sick, last time we had you on the show, you were the 2021 Paramount Blues Challenge winner.
Right.
And you were on your way to compete in the 2022 International Blues Challenge. Tell us about your competitive pursuits.
Yeah. Well, I don't actually like to compete too much when it comes to music. I mean, everybody's music is wonderful in its own way, and having judges say one is better than the other kind of rankles me a bit, especially when the Russian judges are there. So, but that was a wonderful opportunity to go to Memphis, play on Beale Street, which is a dream, the heart of the blues music scene in this country, and met some great people, some wonderful musicians, made some friends. It was just a blast. I got to play my show at Jerry Lee Lewis's Cafe and Honky Tonk.
Oh, wow.
Which is just...
What was that like?
It was just amazing. Just an amazing place to be. I mean, it really didn't sink in until I was done.
What was there that was like really Jerry Lee Lewis? Did they have some of his stuff or piano or some of his clothes?
Yeah, exactly. A bunch of teenage girls.
Yeah.
There really wasn't too much of him there anymore. It used to be his, and it's kind of kept the name and evolved on its own. So, but that was just wonderful. Now, this is I just like to play where I can get shows and like to play in festivals. We're in New Orleans in January for the New Orleans Cigar Box Festival, which is probably the most prestigious international cigar box festival in the country, or in the world, actually. So playing there was just a treat. We were at the New Orleans Jazz Museum, and on the third floor of that, they have a professional sound studio and performance area, and it was just killer.
Wow.
Just wonderful. Great time there. It was a wonderful experience. And, having drum pedals makes travel a lot easier.
Yeah, I bet.
They fit in the suitcase.
Nice.
Yeah.
So you still have the suitcase.
Yeah,
it just carries the drum pedals.
Exactly,
now.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's it. I mean, I'm playing all the drums. I mean, these aren't pre-recorded drum tracks or, electronic beats. It's
you're a one-man band.
I'm a one-man band. My brain is wired very funny.
Well, tell us about your dark side, Dr. Hyde. So all jokes aside, though, tell us about being an MD and you left the medical field to play blues. I mean,
I retired. Let's
A lot of people would say, what, you went to medical school? And the Jewish mothers out there are rolling over backwards.
It was time to retire. I put in several decades of work, and you get to a moment in medicine where you just know, I can't do this anymore. I've done enough, and it's time for someone else to step in for me. So I decided to, was dabbling with my music before that, and I decided to go all in because I really didn't want to get down the road and say, I wish I had done this or I wish I had tried. It's like, why not now? If not now, never.
Wow. That's a great inspiration. Well, let's hear another song.
Yeah.
By Too Sick Charlie, who is live in the Devil's Lair, presented by Aaron Weber Group. Too Sick, this next song is one of your originals, and it's called No Love. Tell us about this song before you play.
Yeah, I'm not the greatest and most prolific songwriter. I mean, you know, I don't sit down and write songs. You know, Prince did that.
Yeah.
For most of us, songs just kind of come to you and pop in your head. And this is one that just popped in my head one day, and boom, it was there.
Nice when that happens.
Yeah, really, really is. I like to call it, it's a hill country stomp style from the kind of North Mississippi hill country blues, which is a very hypnotic, boogie, rhythmic type of music. I call it, in some ways, it's like the Ramones of blues music. Very simple, very straightforward, but man, it just sounds so good.
I like it.
So that, you know, I can't really say much else about this song on the advice of my attorneys. So,
all right.
This is called No Love.
No Love. This is Too Sick Charlie live in the Devil's Lair on Max Inc. Radio.
Baby, what you trying to do? Baby, what you trying to do? Other men been calling you. Baby, what you trying to do? Don't you tell me about no love. That cheating sound. Baby, what's that cheating sound? Other men been coming round. Baby, what's that cheating sound? Don't you tell me about no love. What you trying to do? Baby, what you trying to do? Other men been holding you. Baby, what you trying to do? Don't you tell me about no love. About no love. Don't you tell me about no love.
Too Sick Charlie on Max Inc. Radio.
All right. Rob.
Yeah.
We're here right now in the Devil's Lair with Too Sick Charlie.
And it's all brought to you by the Aaron Weber Group.
And so Too Sick Charlie, tell me about the name Too Sick Charlie. Where does that come from?
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one. Well, my girlfriend and I have a favorite movie, Some Like It Hot. Marilyn Monroe, Tony Curtis, Jack Lemmon. It's a classic. And the mobster in the beginning who gets killed is called Toothpick Charlie.
Ah.
So we decided to do a one-off on that and make it Too Sick Charlie. And secondly, I have a very long German name that just really doesn't work in music.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it came from that movie. We just was watching it one day, and I said, oh, my God.
Wow.
Yeah.
And why did you pick, you know, this flavor of blues? Like, what drove you into this style of music as opposed to maybe, you know?
Yeah, I kind of alluded to that before. The Hill Country Blues are very simple music, very powerful. You know, and it's like the Ramones, which people, that's what people loved about the Ramones, right? I mean, how many guitar solos did they play in their career?
Yeah.
One. So, yeah. And Hill Country Blues is like that. It's hypnotic boogie, you know, based, very drum based, particularly snare drum.
Where did you get introduced to this style of music?
You know, I don't remember the first time I stumbled across it, but it just hit me. It's like, you know, I grew up in the Midwest, and in the Midwest, it's Chicago blues and pretty much nothing else.
Right.
And I liked other styles of blues, like East Coast Piedmont style, which is kind of a ragtime blues. But when I first heard this one, it was like, where has this been all my life? It was just, it just connected in a very kind of a primitive way. It's like, this is it. This is the music I want to play.
It's calling you.
It called me.
Well, we can see you around Wisconsin this summer. Let's start with the Beer Rock on Madison's north side on April 15th.
Awesome place.
let's see, you can get, what do they have there?
The pasties? The Beer Rocks. That's German for pasty.
German for pasty.
Yeah. Yeah, it's great food.
I did not know that. That's that's a new little bit of trivia. Yep. I got to get in there. It's right over on my side of town.
Yep. off Sherman.
May 3rd, you're at the Tasting Room in Monona.
Awesome.
The Tasting Room is a cigar bar. Are you going to be there collecting empty boxes to make future guitars?
I was eyeing them last time. They had a stack against the wall, and I'm going, I'm picking one out.
Yeah?
You don't have to pay me. Just give me an empty box.
How is it playing in the Tasting Room?
How is it playing there?
Yeah.
Oh, it's a wonderful place. It's outside, usually on the patio. People are wonderful. I've just had a blast. I've got 3 shows there this year, so I'm very, very excited about that.
Well, let's get back to live music with Too Sick Charlie and the Devil's Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. This song is a Piedmont blues song. It's called Every Day of the Week. It's by Pink Anderson. Who is Pink Anderson, and why did you choose this song?
Pink Anderson is one of my favorites. he played Medicine Show circuits for most of his career, and only until the latter part of his life did he play regular venues and record his music, fortunately. But it's got Piedmont blues is kind of a ragtime blues, and Pink was just so unique. He was from Spartanburg, South Carolina, and the music I call it Medicine Show Hokum. Mm. And Hokum is basically the blending of sexual innuendos and humor, and that's what this music was about. When medicine shows were circling the country, they'd pull into town and drop a stage, and they'd have carnival acts and musicians come out and play. And between the acts is when the sellings happened for the snake oils and the love potions and cure-alls. So Pink was part of that circuit. And
that's where the medicine part comes.
That's where the medicine part comes. I truly treasure Pink's music, and that's why I wanted to do the song. It's ragtime and blues, or Piedmont blues on the Scarbox guitar is not for the faint of heart. It's just not what the guitar is built for, the way it's tuned and set up. So I'm very... actually very proud of this song because I pulled it together.
Well, let's hear it. Every Day of the Week by Pink Anderson. Yeah. This is Too Sick Charlie in the Devil's Lair.
Yeah, I guess the other thing, too, we probably should mention is everybody knows Pink by his name but not his music because he's the Pink of Pink Floyd.
Ah, I was, you know, I was kind of wondering, but...
Yeah, he's the Pink. They loved him.
Wow, very interesting.
We got some... We live? I think we're good.
this morning. Clock said 4:30. Should have heard my baby saying, Daddy, please don't go. Leave me be, little woman. God knows I got to go. Had the blues so long, it made my poor heart so. If you got one woman, better get you five. Cause two may leave you and the other three, they may die. Got me a Monday, Monday woman. She works on 4th of May. Got a Tuesday woman, she gives me her spare change. Got a Wednesday, Wednesday woman, she gives me whiskey and beer. Got a Thursday woman, raise hell if she catch me here. Got a Friday, Friday woman, she don't treat me right. Got a Saturday woman, she keeps me up all night. Got a Sunday, Sunday woman, she leaves me alone to sleep. By now you know I got a gal for every day of the week. Spare me some time. If you got one woman, better get you five. Cause two may leave you and the other three, they may die.
Sick Charlie on Max Inc. Radio. More live stuff coming up right after this.
CBS News Brief. At least 26 deaths are being reported after storms and tornadoes ripped through 6 states. Communities have spent most of their weekend cleaning up debris. Indian Hills, Arkansas resident Brenda Goodson.
All these people, most of them I don't know. And I just appreciate the help.
San Diego State beats Florida Atlantic to make it to the NCAA Men's Basketball Championship. Lamont Butler hit the game-winning shot.
I'm just so happy that we're in this position, and we got a chance to win a national championship.
They'll play in the title game against UConn, who beat Miami 72-59. And the Basketball Hall of Fame announced its class of 2023 inductees. Tony Parker, Paul Gasol, Dwayne Wade, and Greg Popovich all made the list, as did Dallas Mavs legend Dirk Nowitzki.
The people were so welcoming to me and wanted me to succeed, and were cheering me on from day one. So that meant a lot to me, that loyalty that I received from
CBS News Brief. I'm Matt Pike.
Accidents can be life-changing, no matter how careful you are. But with Gingras Thompson and Walks, you're not alone. For decades, they've been fighting for the rights of people just like you. They'll let you focus on your recovery while they handle the legal complexities. If you or a loved one has been hurt or killed due to someone else's negligence, contact them now. You may deserve compensation.
Calling to win, Gingras Thompson and Watts, GTWLawyers.com.
On Tuesday, April 4th, we have a chance to elect people who will do the right thing for Wisconsin and for Waukesha. We need experienced leaders we can trust. Vote for Janet Protasewicz for Supreme Court, Fred Stram for Waukesha County Circuit Court, and Diane Voigt for Waukesha School Board. Janet, Fred, Diane, because we can trust them. Vote on April 4th. Your vote and your voice matter. paid for by Blue Sky Waukesha.
Max Inc. Radio presents Bomb Blastica 2023. It's Max Inc.'s 27-year anniversary party, and you're invited. Bomb Blastica at the Wisco on Willie Street, Saturday, April 15th. Max Inc. Radio's Jimmy K. Rocker and Terry Barr will broadcast live 6 to 9 p.m. Then live music from Eclipse record recording artist Carbellion. With special guest, Milwaukee's Wizard Hammer. And Mad City's own hard rockers, Iron Plow. It's Bomb Blastica 2023, Saturday, April 15th at the Wisco in Madison. Sponsored by Rocker Vodka and Hotel K Pet City. Presented by Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music, and you're listening to The Devil's Lair. Brought to you by the Aaron Weber Group, the most trusted name in real estate. Find out more at movetomadison.com.
Rob, we're here talking with Too Sick Charlie in the live in the Devil's Lair. And we were talking about seeing Too Sick Charlie around this summer, May 13th. You're at the Grey Dog Deli in Mineral Point.
Yep.
Now, that sounds like a great place to eat.
Right?
It is. It's fabulous. They've had some problems with COVID, and they're getting back into live music this year, so I'm just so excited to go back again. I've played there several times.
Is this outdoor or inside?
It's indoor.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Then June 3rd, you're going to be at the Farley Center in Verona. What's up with the Farley Center?
They have a summer concert series. And I played a show there last fall, and they asked me to come back for their summer concert series. I'm very, very excited. It's at the Farley Center, which is just outside of Verona. Beautiful outdoor setting in a valley. I'm pumped.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think I have to look that one up.
Yeah.
Then June 11th, you are at the Capital Speed Cruisin' in Marshall.
Oh, man.
Is that a car show?
In a way, it is. Capital Speed is just wonderful. It's a brand new bar. Opened up last year. I was their first band they had there last year, so it was quite fun to break it in. And the Cruisin' is kind of an informal car show. Bring your car. Yeah, right, Rob?
Those are the best, too.
I love those.
You never know what's going to be there, who's going to be there.
I love Cruisin's. Yeah, they're my favorite as well. And so they're starting that series this summer and asked me to come again and play music for everyone that's going to show up.
Wow, that sounds like a good time.
Yeah.
And then June 21st, it's the summer solstice, and you are part of Make Music Middleton at the Stone Horse Green. We just had Mary Rose Eckberg in here. She's Make Music Madison.
Yep.
And she was telling us that this was moving into other cities right around, or other cities just outside of Madison.
Absolutely.
Middleton is one of those.
Right.
Tell us about your participation in the Middleton's version of the Worldwide Music Festival.
This started last year when they were renovating and totally redoing the Stonehurst Green down in the center of Middleton and to make it a family space and public space. They also added a beautiful stage. And so they talked to me about coming, it was last summer, come for Make Music Middleton this year to kind of break it in. So very excited to open that up and have the opportunity to play. It's a gorgeous place, great for music, a lot of fun.
Yeah, and all you have to do is just get off of university.
Yep.
You know, like,
right off university.
You don't know what's back there, right? And they did all that work, and you just got to turn left.
Yeah, it's wonderful. They're going to have food, lots of people. Last year I played a show there, probably like 100 people in that area. It was just wonderful.
Yeah, plus all the shops there, too.
Yep, all the shops. It's great space. Even more beautiful now. Middleton did an amazing, amazing job.
Well, let's hear another song from Too Sick Charlie, live in the Devil's Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. This next song is an Ian Bowerman song. It's called Find Some Way. What's important to know about this song?
That's not really the title.
No? What's the title?
Well, I play family shows, so it's called The Juice Ain't Worth the Squeeze. So I thought I'd better change that, because that just wouldn't go over well. So I'm sorry, Ian. He's a great musician in England. I just had to drop that verse and kind of rearrange the song a little bit so I wouldn't get kicked out of family shows, like in Middleton. It's a one-chord blues. I call it one chord and the truth. You know, one chord blues are probably the hardest songs to play, even though it seems counterintuitive. But this is kind of, you know, turn it up and burst the bass cones kind of song.
Mm. All right, Two Sick Charlie live in the Devil's Lair on Max Inc. Radio.
Sick Charlie on Max Inc. Radio.
Wow, I really like that song. That was a great song. You know, you recently released five new songs you recorded at Blast House Studios here in Madison with producer Landon Arkins. Tell us about this album of music you just released.
Yeah, I'm playing a few of the songs tonight. Can't say enough about Landon Blast House. Just an amazing place to record and just an incredible, incredible producer. He works magic. He works magic. So decided to pick, the songs are all very different from each other, kind of show a variety. You know, use the songs for marketing as much as anything else. So I want people to hear, you know, kind of the range of what I can do. Pretty much I got, The only thing I haven't done, I play bluegrass, blues. I don't have a lot of country. Zydeco, rockabilly.
Right.
So I like to spread out. You know, when you play to an audience, you know, at a bar or something, there's going to be somebody who likes one type of music and not the other. So I'd like to have a variety, and I like all kinds of music myself, too.
So are you recording originals by you, or are you picking some, like, kind of traditional standards?
I don't do any traditional standards, actually.
Or, I kind guess, of
unknown
what
standards.
You call them. Yeah. Unknown standards. Under, huh?
Unknown standards and a few originals here and there, yeah. Yeah.
Where can we keep up with your live shows and find Too Sick Charlie online?
Yeah.
You're online.
Too. I have a website. That's toosickcharlie.com, T-O-O, sickcharlie.com. It's the only one out there. Music on all the major streaming platforms. Facebook, Too Sick Charlie. Instagram, Too Sick Charlie. So, yeah, if you type in Google, there'll be a lot of ways you can find out about shows, listen to music, you know, read my bio again.
I love the bio.
There's like two or three of them.
Yeah.
You know, well, let's get back to live music. With Too Sick Charlie in the Devil's Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group, this next song is called Girls I've Never Kissed. Tell me about the Kokomo Kings of Sweden.
Yeah, like I said, I don't pick out traditional music.
The Kokomo Kings of Sweden.
Yeah, they're from...
There's Kokomo Kings from other places, but
no,
these are from Sweden.
I don't think there's Kokomo Kings anywhere else. Most Americans don't know where Kokomo is, but give it to the Swedes. They know. They're an old-time rock and roll band. They like to describe themselves playing Saturday night music or juke joint music, and I heard this song they just did as almost like a demo, and I fell in love with it and said, I got to figure out how to make this work for a cigar box guitar and one-man band, and it kind of fell in place.
Nice. Well, let's hear it. Right. Girls I've Never Kissed, live in the Devil's Lair on Max Inc. Radio.
I got you.
you. I don't care as long as I got you.
The bluesy goodness of Too Sick Charlie on Max Inc. Radio.
The bluesy, juicy goodness.
I like that.
Oh, man. Too Sick Charlie.
I like that.
Now, you may be out of the medical practice, but you're still studying. What's your area of interest that you study?
I kept on one thing. For about 20-plus years, I worked in tobacco cessation and people with in disparate populations. It'd be people with mental illness, people with substance use disorders, and other underrepresented groups who have carried a disproportionate toll of tobacco in this country. So I've continued working with the group that we founded, you know, about 21 years ago, and dabble with that a little bit now.
Wow. And thank you so much for taking the time to come into the studio
thanks
tonight.
Thanks for having me.
And play for us on the Devil's Lair. We really appreciate it. I know we have at least one more song,
yeah,
and we probably have a couple minutes, so you might think of adding another song we play till the end of the hour.
I do have a two-minute song, if you like.
Okay.
It's a Zydeco.
Well, before we get to that, we have another song by Ian Bowerman, and this one's called I Cried For You. Hopefully it's the real title.
Yep, that's the real title.
And tell us a little bit about this song before you play.
You know, I was thinking about what I would say about this one. It's a song I heard and I said I got to do it. It's another one of those songs that just kind of connects with you and you just inside say I like this. I want to make it work. And so I just went to work on it and made my version.
Nice. It's Too Sick Charlie live in the Devil's Lair on Max Inc. Radio.
For you. wish I had a dollar for every time I cried for you.
Local music live in the Devil's Lair, brought to you by the Aaron Weber Group, the most trusted name in real estate. Find out more at movetomadison.com. Just amazing job, Tusik. Charlie.
Thank you so much. Thanks so much for having me, guys. Really very, very excited to be here and get to play.
Our pleasure. And we'll mention again, you're at the Beer Rock on Madison's North Side coming up April 15th, May 3rd at the Tasting Room in Monona. And you also have a couple other shows coming up May 13th at the Great Dog Deli in Mineral Point, June 3rd at the Farley Center in Verona, and June 11th at Capital Speed Cruising in Marshall, The car place.
And then in July, going to be in West Bend at the 8th Annual Homegrown Music Festival. Very excited about that one.
Oh, wow. Any other festivals this summer?
Jamming at the Porch, kind of a festival at the Mineral Point Historical Society. Very excited to play there.
Wow, that's got to be a pretty cool show.
Oh, it's a great setting.
What other kind of artists are playing down there?
I don't know who else is on the schedule this year. I don't think they've put it out yet, or I've just missed it.
So do you maybe have another song in your bag of tricks there?
How much time?
How much time we have, Rob?
Hey, we have time for another song. Maybe four minutes at the most.
4 minute song.
Yeah, but we can always play out too, whichever way it works. You know?
I'd give you a choice. I can play a Zydeco tune on my harmonica, which is different.
Okay.
Or I could play some Medicine Show harmonica from a guy named Peg Leg Sam.
Now that sounds fun.
Who's that been here a while ago? That's the song. You want to do that one?
Oh, nice. Let's
do
hear
it. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Peg Leg Sam.
He did have a peg leg.
Yeah.
He played with Pink. Actually, he played with Pink Anderson on Medicine Shows. They played together for decades.
Wow.
So that's how the one creeps to the other. You learn about Pink Anderson, then you learn about Peg Leg Sam. Then you say, I got to play some Peg Leg Sam songs.
I see why it's addicting.
It's very addicting. Like you said, this is called Who's That Been There a While Ago? It's a little tongue-in-cheek song. Been here a while ago. When I get home at night, who that run out my back door? Heard my back door rocking, thought it was a garbage can. One leg in his britches, holding the other one in his hand. When I get home at night, who that run out my back door? Must have been a stranger, never been here before. Broke my bed and shouldn't have had a pallet on my floor. When I get home at night, who that run out my back door? People, they be talking how low a man can be. If I got any children, Lord, they all better look like me. When I get home at night, who that run out my back door? People, they all know me, and they call me Sam. Time I open my front door, I hear my back door slam. When I get home at night, who that run out my back door? He left my back door open,
letting in that fresh air. Found him in my alleyway, kneeling down in prayer. When I get home at night, who that run out my back door? Who that been here a while ago? When I get home at night, who that run out my back door? When I get home at night, who that run out my back door? That rascal's still running.
Wow, what an awesome song that was.
Thank you. Are your peg legs
if in? I have a bunch of kids, they all better look like me. Yeah,
I love that line. That was great. That was great.
When he actually recorded that song, it was, you know, one of those old live take studios. And you can hear the studio guys laughing throughout the song. They're
right?
They're on the floor with it. And they just kept it in the recording, which I thought was great.
Yeah.
Wow. That's an amazing... amazing performance. Thank you so much for coming down tonight.
Thanks so much for having me, guys.
To be on Max Inc. Radio. Rob,
yeah,
we have Max Inc. Heavy coming up at 10 p.m.
Yeah, I can't wait for Max Inc. Heavy. All week I've been waiting to watch you rock out.
And we'll be interviewing a 20-minute mission.
Nice.
From Madison. And remind everybody that you can listen to tonight's show tomorrow night, repeats at 6 p.m. to midnight. And also you can go to civicmedia.us and check out our podcast. Just search Max Inc. Radio Show.
On Tuesday, April 4th.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Moving Day, a walk for Parkinson's, is happening around the country. Together we can unite in the fight against Parkinson's disease in a safe but exciting and fun way. So let's get moving. Join the Parkinson's Foundation to learn more and register at movingdaywalk.org.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News.